Yeah, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head. I mean, we had two turnovers that resulted in 14 points, and you're talking about a one-score football game. And so, you can't turn the football over. You surely can't do it early in the game. It affects kind of the whole energy of the whole place. We had a great atmosphere here. First home game, three games on the road, finally get to home game. And we had great energy, and we weren't able to capitalize on that because of the mistakes that we made early in the game. You'd look at how the kind of game broke down from that point. It came down to third downs. Stony Brook did a great job. They won first downs. They got into a lot of second and sixes, which allowed them to be able to get into eight third and ones. I mean, they had eight third and one opportunities, and those are just tough downs to defend against. And so that was a big piece of it for us is those turnover spots. I thought our kids played really hard. I thought they battled for four quarters. I thought it was a physical football game. It's exactly what the CAA is all about, is a physical, tough-nosed football game, but sometimes it comes down to five or six football plays.
First question this afternoon from Andy Waller. Go ahead, Andy. Andy, you're on
Yeah,
mute.
I got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, coach, how are you?
Good.
Hey, just, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at Dell State yet, but just wondering what you thought of their quarterback who's coming off a big game on Saturday.
Yeah, you nailed it right there. I mean, he turned the film on last night and watched those guys. I mean, he is athletic. He's a dual threat guy that can be able to run and throw the ball really well. He's the spark of their offense, is kind of what it looks like. I haven't dug a whole lot of deep into it, but kind of always watched the previous game on Sunday night. And man, he made it go against Richmond. Defensively, man, they fly around and play fast. They wore the light blue jerseys last week, and it made it look like a swarm of light blue flying around the football field. And so we're going to have our hands full this week, and because it's a good football team coming to our place.
I mean, is there anything you need to do to slow him down at quarterback? I mean, is he improvising a lot of his running plays or,
Well, I mean, I think they do a good job. And like I said, I haven't necessarily broken them down extensively yet at this point, but they put the ball in their playmakers' hands. We have to eliminate the extra plays really for him, I would say. They motion into some empty stuff and be able to get him on some quarterback runs where they're trying to put him in some space and make you tackle him in space. I think we got to limit those pieces. But we got to be able to limit him because he's kind of what makes the whole catalyst go. And so there's a couple ways you can do that. You can do that with defensive linemen kind of spying on that piece, but now they got to be athletic enough to run with him. Or you got to do it with linebackers. Then you take some of those guys out of space that open up some coverage lanes. So we'll have to go at it multiple ways. We can't just play him one way.
Right. And like you were saying, I mean, they're kind of a dangerous team, right? I mean, even though they haven't had much success, they put up 24 against Richmond, and they're definitely capable of some things, right?
Absolutely. I mean, make no bones about it. Now we're a 1-3 football team. If we overlook anybody or think that we're better than anybody, that we're crazy. We got to go to work each and every day, and we've got to win our opportunities. That we've got to take care of our business each and every day. And so this is a good football team that's coming in here to our place. We're 0-1 at home. We need to win at home. That's a big piece for us. And so this is a big ball game for us and a great opportunity. But yeah, absolutely. I don't think anybody here at Campbell is going to be overlooking Dell State or anything like that. We know we got our hands full and we got to have a great week of work.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Braxton, we talked about the tough start, but you guys are down 21-0 and then able to get yourself back in the game with play on both sides of the ball. What changed in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think we didn't turn the ball over. I mean, we were down 14-0, and our offense hadn't even touched the ball yet.
Right.
And so, I don't think if mine changed or what we changed. We just stopped beating ourselves on those pieces. On the opening drive, credit to them, they went down the field and scored, which was obviously what they want to do. We gave up three third downs in that drive. We get them in third and six, and we can't get them off the field. So, I mean, like I said, credit to those guys, but we got to be able to win those situations. And like I said, in the CAA, I think it's going to come down to five or six football plays in a game that's going to win or lose a game. And we didn't win those this week. And so I'm really proud of our kids. They gave us a chance the second half to compete to win the game. And I thought they did a good job of that. I'm proud of how hard our kids have played in these first four games. They've played really hard for four quarters. But the message that we've got to be able to get through is like, we got to do our job. Playing hard is kind of the entry requirement to have an opportunity to win for us to be able to win football games against good football teams. We're going to have to do our job and do it consistently. And we haven't had a shortage of playing good football teams in our first four.
We've talked about a lot of your receivers in the last few weeks. The guy we haven't talked about is Aiden Valdez, who came up big, first two touchdown catches of his career and got you back in it. Talk about hit those plays and his performance.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been coming for Aiden. He's done a really good job in practice as the weeks have gone on. We think he can be a big part of our offense. So excited to be able to see him get back in the swing of things and get those touches. And I think it just shows you how versatile he can be. He's a young kid. Sky's the limit for him. We're excited that he's here, and we just think he's going to continue to grow and develop. And for us to be successful in offense, we need him to do those things.
I know you guys were banged up front on the offensive line on Saturday. How much has that affected what you'd like to be able to do on that side of the ball?
Well, I mean, I thought those kids came in and played really well. We had guys that were asked to do things that they haven't done very much. And the one thing I asked of them was to come in and play hard. And you turn on the film on Sunday, and they played hard. They gave us an opportunity to win in those spots. I think that's a credit to Coach Horner, our offensive line coach, that is able to have that next man up mentality with those guys. And so the thing is we have what we have. Injuries are part of the game. Everybody has to deal with it. Nobody's spotting the camel seven because we got injured offensive linemen. We got to find a way to be able to overcome those things. And I think our kids will overcome those obstacles this week. And I think they're going to have a good week of work for in with that group especially.
Defensively, you talked about what a big thing time of possession was. Your defense was on the field quite a bit. Did you feel like, or what, first of all, what made Stony Brook's rushing attack so difficult to handle?
Yeah, I thought the running back, I mean, obviously he was a CAA player of the week. He's a good running back. They ran the ball hard. He ran the ball downhill. They were physical with us. A lot of the things I felt like we weren't in gaps in places that we needed to be gaps in spots. And so a lot of the things I think that we didn't do our job. And some of those pieces, when you play a good football team, when you don't do your job, they exploit it, right? And I think that's what Stony Brook did such a great job of on Saturday is when we weren't where we were supposed to be, they made us pay. It wasn't that they missed it or something like that. They found it and they hurt us on those pieces. And so for us, I think it's got to go back to we've played really good defense the 3 weeks previous against really good offenses. And we got to go back to being who we are and making sure we know, number one, we're going to play hard. But number two, we've got to do our job. We got to do it successfully over and over and over again.
One of the guys, you had three guys with double-digit tackles, but one of them, Logan Liberman, I think career high with 11 stops. Just maybe talk about his evening.
Yeah, I mean, Logan's a great story. Logan came here when I was here previously as the linebackers coach, and he was a walk-on kid that has earned a scholarship and is on our leadership council. And he does everything right. Great student. He's exactly what Campbell football wants us to be able to represent it by. And excited for him to get his opportunity. But he's worked his tail off for those. And those are the fun things about college football that hopefully we get to tell more and more stories of is all those kids that are doing all the things right, and then it shows up on Saturday.
As you mentioned, you had a great atmosphere at home. You be back at home this Saturday. You touched with Andy about Delaware State, but what are the keys in your mind to get this thing turned around and get back to your winning ways?
Yeah, I mean, I know we say it every week, but we got to start fast, and we haven't done that yet. And so I've got to find a way to connect our football team to that during the course of the week so that manifests itself on Saturday. We've been yet to find that key to that puzzle yet, and we got to be able to do that this week. And so we got to be able to tweak some things to be able to make sure that our kids are in the right mindset to be able to start fast. And then we've got to be able to eliminate the explosives, and we got to control the football in those spots, right? Like I told Andy, he's like that quarterback. I mean, turn on the film; it don't take long to figure out he's pretty daggum good, and he can make plays where it's not designed. He's that to me, he's the get out of jail free card, right? Like when things go bad, he can get you out of a bad situation and still make progress in that spot. And as a coach, you love that because then that takes all the pressure off of you as a play caller. You don't have to call the perfect play in the perfect scenario. He can go make something happen. And those are probably the most hidden, discouraging yards that you can give up to another team, are those plays in that spot. We got to be able to do that. But then we've got to be able to take advantage and convert on our third downs on offense, and be able to move the ball down the field. We got to score points. We got to finish drives.
All right, Braxton, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Good luck on Saturday against Delaware State.